Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. You know, I mentioned a couple days ago about the crazy people in Florida, and after I mentioned that, some people got upset with me because I was actually talking about that in the video from the guys in Arkansas who were shooting each other while wearing a bulletproof vest. And I said, that's the kind of thing you expect to hear from people in Florida, but not Arkansas. And that started a great spirited debate about whether or not people in Arkansas versus Florida have a different kind of issue going on. And I had several people, though, accuse me of being unkind to Florida by saying that everyone in Florida is crazy, which is not what I said. I said that there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens in Florida. And the knee-jerk response is when you hear something crazy, you know, like the guy in the dumpster wrestling with the raccoon, you expect that that'll be from Florida. And I believe that's true. But I'm, again, not saying that it's Florida's fault, because if you've lived there, which I have, by the way, first time I've admitted that on camera, I also have lived in California. And in California and Florida in particular, there are a lot of people who aren't from there to begin with. They went there. They came there. So if you're in Florida, you know, there's a good chance that people you meet weren't born and raised there. They came down to Florida and decided to stay. And the same is true in California. I went to law school. I was out there for 2 years. And every time you meet somebody, it's like, oh, where are you from? Because nobody was born there. Everyone's, you know, came there from someplace else. So, you know, I was from Detroit. I went to law school and I came back, which, by the way, for some odd reason, people who've never been to California go, wait, you were in California and you came back? So, yeah, I like Michigan. They're like, we're in California, Los Angeles. You were in Los Angeles and you went back to Michigan? Trust me, go live there for a couple of years and then think about it. So here's the point. There are a lot of crazy people in Florida, a lot of people, crazy people in California, but not everyone in each state is crazy. So I'm going to tell you now, of course, I've got a funny story about a guy in Florida. Now, just so you know that I don't pick and choose who I, you know, pick on here, the guy I'm going to pick on right now is a lawyer. At least he was. A 58-year-old man was just arrested for stealing $300 worth of stuff from Kmart just days after he bought an island in Key West for $8 million. So $8 million, 300 bucks. We'll figure this out. Andrew Lippi, 58 years old, was arrested for stealing $300 worth of stuff from Kmart. I say stuff. The article actually says goods. Now, goods is a technical term, but I think stuff makes more sense here. The former lawyer turned rental property owner has been arrested for allegedly stealing from Kmart just days after dropping the $8 million on the private island estate. Andrew Lippi was arrested in Key West on Friday after stealing $300 worth of stuff from the store. According to police, he bought a Keurig coffee machine and other household items, and then he went home, removed the items from the boxes, put things of equal weight back in the boxes, resealed them, and then returned them as part of a scam. He even sealed the boxes to make it look as though they hadn't been opened, according to Local 10, which is a TV station down there. When Kmart staff looked inside the boxes after issuing him the refund, they found he put a basketball in place of the Keurig coffee machine and a pillowcase in another thing to make the box seem like it was full. Police say he tried the scheme three times over several days. And, you know, one of the things about this, and again, generally speaking, it's difficult to become an attorney. I'm not sure what state this guy was licensed in. But if you do something like this, where you go into the returns and you return a box and you know that there's something in there that's not supposed to be in there, someone's going to find out eventually, whether it's a customer who buys the box and goes, hey, I bought this box and it's got a basketball inside of it instead of a Keurig coffee maker. Or it's going to be a staff member at the store who's going to be curious and go, hey, I wonder if there's really a coffee maker in here, and open up the lid. So the idea that he goes back within a day or two and does the exact same thing again makes you wonder, you know. On March 30th, he bought a $150 Keurig coffee machine, but returned to the store the next day with his box asking to return it. And of course, when staff looked in it later, they found a basketball. Lippi paid $8 million for his private island estate in Key West just last week. And he says he plans to live there, but also rent it out. He's rented out other things, famously, apparently, The Real World, which is a show I've never watched. But I understand that it's a documentary about the real world. So if you want to understand how life is in the real world, apparently you would watch this documentary. Now, I live in the real world, so I didn't feel the need to watch the documentary about it, but I guess this is on a channel that the kids have called Music Television, And so if you want to, like I said, teach your children about the real world, park them in front of a TV set and ask them to poke around till they find the channel. I think the abbreviation is MTV. And there will be a show called The Real World. They can watch that and learn about life in the real world. So that's a cool thing. I guess it's educational programming. The house in which The Real World is filmed is a 12-bedroom house. And that rents out for $2,000 a night. So if you and a bunch of your friends want to live there and simulate the real world, you can do that for $2,000 a night. On April 4th, he bought another coffee maker and two sets of light bulbs. And he returned the next day and replaced the coffee maker with an older machine in the box. And he replaced the light bulbs with burned out light bulbs. So he bought boxes of light bulbs, went home, took out the old ones, stuck in the new ones, and put the old ones in the box and returned them. How much money can you get returning light bulbs? Lippy described himself as a pretty private guy when interviewed about buying the estate last week. On April 5th, he bought a bed skirt and returned the box the next day with a pillowcase inside. Lippy did deny swapping out the goods, according to ABC 10. And the arresting officer's report said, Lippy stated he did not change out any items prior to returning them. And then the officer wrote, I asked Lippy about the Keurig coffee machine being replaced by a basketball, and he stated the clerk should have realized there was no coffee machine by the weight of the box. Not sure if that's incriminating or not. Speaking to the Miami Herald, he said, basically it has to do with a commercial dispute. It's very complicated, and I'd rather not get into it. It doesn't sound complicated to me. So Lippy was arrested on grand theft charges, was released the following day. He will appear in court for an arraignment on April 18th. The arrest came after the former lawyer paid $8 million for the Thompson Island estate. So the name of the island he bought is Thompson Island. When asked about buying the island last week, he told the Miami Herald, I think we'll be living in it for a while. We were very lucky. I'm very fond of older houses. He said he's a pretty private guy and added, I try not to dangle out there. Over 3 days, Lippy bought goods and returned their empty boxes for refunds at Kmart. And that's the allegation, is that he then sealed the boxes and made them look like he was returning the goods. So it's strange, you know, and you know, you often hear about these cases, and I'll admit I've heard these cases in other states, where somebody who has a seemingly large amount of money to their name will do something where they either appear to be a horrible cheapskate, or they're out stealing stuff where you're going, but you could afford to buy that, you know? I mean, you can't afford to buy a Keurig coffee maker to put in your $8 million private island estate in Key West? So, I know many people are going to go, well, Steve, that's probably how they can afford to buy the $8 million estate. Is they live their life this way where they're literally, you know, every last penny is counted. And, you know, you save up enough of those pennies and you can buy yourself an $8 million private island in Key West, apparently. So it's a crazy story. It's out of Florida. And I apologize. I'm not trying to stereotype all Floridians as being crazy. It's just unfortunate that Florida and California attract a lot of people from other states. And among the people that get attracted there are the people who've got no roots, or the people who've got no morals, or the people who don't understand how civilized society operates. But, you know, like I said, I lived in Florida briefly, lived in California briefly. Wonderful places, but I returned to Michigan because that's where my home is. So that's the story of the former lawyer who's 58 years old, although if you look at his mugshot, he looks a lot older than I do. I'm 57. So arrested for stealing $300 worth of stuff from Kmart. He's shopping at Kmart. He's a multimillionaire shopping at Kmart. And it just reminds me of the famous Kmart socks from Rain Man. And I'm sure you've heard the story. If you didn't see the movie, you know that there's a famous scene where Dustin Hoffman wants to buy some underwear from Kmart. And Tom Cruise is trying to explain to him that, you know, you don't shop for underwear at Kmart because there's better places to shop for underwear, presumably. And, of course, Dustin Hoffman's character was kind of in a rut and wanted to go back to Kmart because that's where he's used to buying his stuff. And Tom Cruise said on screen, you know, Raymond, Kmart sucks. And I heard a story. It might be apocryphal. I'll admit that right now. But I had heard a story that back at the time, someone got word to Kmart that on screen, Tom Cruise was going to say to Dustin Hoffman, the actors, Kmart sucks. And that Kmart had approached the studio and said, is there a possibility you could change that to something else or maybe making a fictional company or something? And again, I don't know. The story might not be true. But of course, the movie came out and the line Kmart sucks is in the movie. So apparently, Andrew Lippi, 58, former attorney, but living in Florida, didn't understand or take heed of the comment that, in fact, Kmart sucks. So that's the story out of Florida. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.